Welcome back to the Edge Show at TechEd North America here in Orlando, having a great time, enjoying the sunny weather, something we don't get very often back in Seattle. Well, I'm here with Mark Umeno, and we're going to discuss one of the new announcements that has just come out this week about the Service Provider Foundation with System Center 2012. But first, Mark, why don't you introduce yourself? Tell us what you do.
Sure. Hi, I'm Mark Umeno. I'm a program manager in the Cloud and Data Center Management team, and I'm working on APIs for the Microsoft Private Cloud.
So SPF, what exactly is it?
SPF is System Center Service Provider Foundation, and it's a feature set within the upcoming release of System Center 2012 SP1.
So what does it do? You know, I hear a lot of talk about service providers. We need to just basically make them better first-class citizens and really help them out using our infrastructure with Windows Server 2012. What exactly are we doing with the SPF to help that?
Right, so SPF is focused on bringing some of the value that's coming with Windows Server 2012 and the new improvements to Virtual Machine Manager to enable service providers to offer hosted infrastructure as a service.
Okay, so we just released System Center 2012. Why are we just releasing System Center 2012 Service Pack 1 so shortly afterwards?
We wanted to have a release that aligned with Windows Server 2012 and brought those features forward in our cloud offerings.
Great. So it's really trying to, you know, use all of these new capabilities, these new features in Server 2012,
right,
and still continue to keep System Center up to date with the latest products.
Yeah.
So give me a brief overview. What exactly is Service Provider Foundation?
Right.
What are the key features?
Yep. So Service Provider Foundation enables, as I said before, service providers to offer infrastructure as a service, and it's using a REST OData API, so a web API for the System Center cloud.
So how are these different pieces connected? I'm a service provider, I have my on-premise infrastructure, my hosts, my VMs.
Right.
How are we connecting to the outside world with that?
Yeah, so Service Provider Foundation runs an IIS application backed by a SQL database that offers the ability to connect via HTTP requests into that cloud stack that is provided by a hoster.
So really through a website, we're able to get information about our infrastructure,
right,
interact with it, make requests, just understand how this cloud infrastructure
is configured. Right, and it also it provides a multi-tenancy across the top of System Center, and it enables the service provider to access multiple instances of Virtual Machine Manager so that they can scale out or provide, you know, multi-data center offerings for their tenants.
So they can work with multiple customers simultaneously?
Yeah, that's right. So within the new features in Windows Server 2012 around isolation and multi-tenancy, it makes it very easy for Virtual Machine Manager then to offer roles that have tenants isolated in their own user roles.
Okay. Now, you mentioned IIS earlier.
Yes.
Is that a prerequisite? Are there other prerequisites that you need to go and configure
this? Right. For Service Provider Foundation, you pretty much need IIS and SQL and .NET.
Okay. So
it's pretty,
pretty basic.
Yeah.
If you have Windows Server, you're going to get all those components
anyway.
So you don't need to go and purchase any other third-party utilities, any third-party products, anything like that. Great. So, I mean, we've talked about kind of the basics, but tell me, why do we use this protocol? Why do we use OData?
OData is a standard interface that we're submitting to standards bodies, and it's an API protocol that's being used across Microsoft. So many, many other applications in Microsoft are adopting this protocol, and I think over time we're going to have more and more follow that pattern.
Okay, great. So a lot of integration, but it seems like we're pretty broad in what we can support, what can communicate over
That's right.
We just basically need a web browser for one set of the side, and then our infrastructure on the other
side. Yeah, and pretty much any application or client that can interface with via the web protocol, right, a mobile device, a tablet, a client portal, a service provider control panel, all of those can access this web interface and get access into the cloud that is offered through System Center and Windows Server.
Okay, so what are the different System Center 2012 components that fit in with SPF?
Yeah, so SPF is primarily focused on Virtual Machine Manager and exposing virtual machines, cloud services, and VM networks. It also exposes data from Operations Manager around VM usage and can integrate with Orchestrator. Also, App Controller is being updated so that it can also access a hosted cloud. And I think you saw that in the keynote on Monday.
Yeah. So some of our viewers, they might not be that familiar with App Controller. Can you just give, what's the 1 minute sales pitch of App Controller? What exactly does that do?
So App Controller enables an enterprise or somebody in a company to access all of their clouds, whether they be on-premise, in a hoster, in a service provider, or in Azure, all in the same UI. And it does that in a way that enables self-service, so they can go and create their own and manage their own virtual machines and services on their own.
Excellent. And of course, SPF, it does support Windows Azure, right?
SPF is a kind of a parallel offering to the Windows Azure APIs for IaaS.
Okay, great. So, so when you say parallel, that's because you know Azure offers kind of an infrastructure as a service, and we have our service providers that are also offering some type of similar infrastructure as a service.
Yes.
Okay, got it. So, you know, I'm still kind of new to SPF, new announcement. Can you show me some of the capabilities, show me some of the features that we have here?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so you want to switch over to this thing? Okay.
Let's take a look at the demo, yeah.
All right. So, here I have... Let's go to here. So SPF installed in IIS, all right? And I can go and I can hit that with that service. And against that service, I can you can see all the resources that are exposed through that API. So you can see user roles, virtual machines, all the kind of pieces that you've seen in Hyper-V and Virtual Machine Manager. And then I can do another query, such as this one, that actually returns a set of information about a specific set of VMs against a specific VMM server. So if you look in here, you can see I have properties returned in XML about, this is kind of the standard OData format, right?
Now, actually, let me take one step back. Mm-hmm. How does somebody go and install SPF? Like, is it a new product? Is it a new feature?
Yeah.
How exactly do they download this thing?
So SPF in will be available at the end of this, or pretty soon. And you'll be able to download that, and as part of System Center 2012 SP1, it'll have its own setup in that version. Later on, say in the beta timeframe or beyond, it'll be actually integrated in with Orchestrator. So it'll be a component. It'll be in with the Orchestrator component.
Great. So once you just get Service Pack 1, it comes with it. It's not a separate thing you have to buy or purchase.
That's right.
It's
just part of System
Center. SP1. Great.
Yeah. Yep. So, you know, looking through this XML might be a little difficult. So, because we're using OData, we can use standard interfaces like Excel. And let me grab the URL that I just used. And I can actually populate Excel with that kind of data.
So this is us calling the OData application. We're pulling in the XML, and we're pushing that into Excel.
That's right. And with that, because it's using OData, a very standard protocol, that Excel knows how to interpret it. And you can see here that I can just click a couple of boxes, and I can get a quick view of the data that was exposed through that web API.
Right.
Okay.
And you said this uses Power Pivot, so you could take full advantage of manipulating that data.
Yeah, you can show it in graphs and stuff. It's very simple. Now, one thing that we've done is we've also added it to App Controller, right? So let me show you that. So you can see here, I've actually already connected App Controller to an on-premise Virtual Machine Manager instance, right? And it has exposed some clouds there. Now what I can do is also, go down to connections. Now I can add a connection through SPF. So let me just do that. Let me just grab the URL for the service. They need that.
So again, with this URL, this is basically making App Controller connect to the service, so we pull down data as
well. So App Controller can connect through a web protocol instead of the protocol that's using for an on-premise VMM. I have to supply a cert, so I'm securely connecting. And now I've hooked up App Controller not only to my on-premise clouds, but now the ones that I've accessed through the hoster, right? So you can see here now I also have the clouds that have come in from the hoster, and if I go down to virtual machines, I can see not only VMs from my on-premise VMM, but also from the hoster.
Well, so we're getting all this infrastructure as a service, we're bringing it in, we're populating it so that we could interact. So what type of things could somebody using App Controller now do? with this infrastructure that this provider has given them.
Yeah, I can really do hybrid cloud management on both my on-premise hosted cloud and Azure clouds.
So hybrid cloud, could you just define that? There's a lot of definitions about the different types of cloud out there.
So we would say hybrid is where you would run your IT infrastructure on not only a on-premise cloud, but also a hosted cloud or a public cloud like Azure, depending on your needs. So you might have some things that are more mission critical and maybe where compliance is an issue on-premise. You might outsource some of the capacity into a hoster. And you might also have some specific things you want to run in Azure. And all those together can form your virtual data center for your enterprise.
That's excellent. So a lot of great information there. Anything else that you have to show us here?
I think that's about it for now. Please download the CTV2 when it comes out really soon and give us feedback. And I look forward to adding more capabilities over the year until we release it.
Excellent. Great. Thanks for that overview. And we encourage you to check out the keynote from day one of TechEd North America. We go into some more details, we show some more demos, and really give some more information about why this is so great, how we think it's just really going to help all of our service providers out there take advantage of their Windows Server 2012 infrastructure, take advantage of cloud, and ultimately offer more things for their customers to use.
That's right.
Mark, thank you so much for your time.
You bet.